Hello everyone, welcome to English with Lucy. Now today's video is a little bit different. It's appropriate for both English learners and native speakers. Today I'm going to talk about words that are notoriously difficult to spell. So I really don't think much more explanation is needed. Let's get started. So word number one is a little bit of a weird one. Yeah, you got it. It is weird. Now we've been told time after time after time, I before E, except after C. Well, not in this case. And the best way of remembering it is weird is a weird word, so it doesn't follow the rule. I've actually written it wrong so many times that my iPhone autocorrect now accepts weird with an IE. It doesn't do wonders for my reputation as an English teacher. Number two, accommodate. Now, does it have one C and two M's? Does it have two C's and one M? No, it accommodates a lot of letters in it, so we've got two of each letter. And I always find this so hard to remember, but you can think accommodate accommodates a lot of letters in it. Okay, number three, my favourite word for hangman. Can you guess what it is? It's got no vowels in it, apart from a Y. Ah, it's rhythm. Rhythm. It's a great word for hangman, but only if you spell it correctly. I can never get those letters in the right order, but luckily I don't tend to play hangman on a daily basis. Number four, and this word can get quite embarrassing if you spell it incorrectly. Yes, it is embarrass. Much like with our second word, accommodate, embarrass also has two of each consonant, double R and double S. Don't spell it wrong because it will be embarrassing. Or is that? Number five, and 16 years ago, this was much more important than it is now, it is millennium. And this one is as hard to spell as it is to say. Millennium. 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 Shit on it. Yep, it's another culprit of double consonants. We've got a double L and a double N in there. Millennium. Millennium. Luckily, we don't have another millennium for another couple of hundred years, so we'll be okay for a while. Number six, one of my favourite words to say, liaison. Liaison. And we always get confused by that triple vowel there, I-A-I. I always want to miss out that final I. Don't blame us for that spelling. Blame it on the French. Number seven, harass. Like embarrass, it sounds like it should have a double R and a double S, but it only has one R. Why? Well, I think it's quite fitting to harass you. And the next one, maintenance. Maintenance. People like to put maintenance, but in this word, it's not the case. It is maintenance. Then we have, very important, pronunciation. Pronunciation. Now, often English folk will say pronunciation. I've actually been accused of it a couple of times on my pronunciation videos, but I think it's just a twang in my accent that makes a nun sound like noun. Noun. Pronunciation. Pronunciation. Yeah. So another one with the verb not fitting into the noun form. To pronounce, pronunciation. Maintain, maintenance. Number 10, and I really recommend that you remember this one. It is, oh, I'm on fire today. It is recommend. Who would have thought? Yes, again, do we have the double consonants? Do we not? In this case, we don't. There's just one C and two M's, and it's one that I consistently get wrong. I managed to rely on spell check for this one. Okay, so those were my 10 words that are hard to spell. And I'd love to know if there are any more words that you find hard to spell. Put them in the comments and have a lovely day. If you are learning English as a second language and you want to improve your British English pronunciation, I do a free live lesson every Sunday at 4:30 on my English with Lucy Facebook page. Loads of you join in every week. It's great fun and I really like interacting with you and it's completely free. So if you've got nothing better to do, come and join me on Sundays. 4:30 British time. Don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media, and I will see you for another English lesson very, very soon. Mwah! Okay, the next one, my favourite,